The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I'm your host, Chauncey, here. And let me tell you, did you feel those cool nights we had a couple nights ago? It's going to be warm today and tomorrow, and I think in a Monday and possibly Tuesday. But, oh, man, that midweek, 49 degrees and 51 degrees, that was, had all the windows open, the covers over. It was a good night. I loved it. But that's also getting all the fish, ducks, geese, deer, and everybody getting a little, is fall coming? So they got to check it out, and they're going to keep going on there, okay? But once again, you know, you're listening to the number one most listened to outdoor radio show in the Midwest and beyond on ESPN Radio. And you can also hear our show on podcast at Chauncey'sGreatOutdoors.com. Click on the word podcast, and you'll hear today's show and many other shows. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3, or you can even subscribe for free. And we're also available on Spotify, iTunes, and a couple of other ones down there. So there's a lot of places to listen to Chauncey. Well, let me tell you, sit back, lay back, pour yourself a cup of coffee. Maybe you're having lunch, dinner, who knows what time of the day while you're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. But you know what? I want you to sit back and enjoy today's show. We've got an interesting kind of like bouncing around the Midwest. First of all, we're going to have our friend Captain Tony sitting on the dock of the harbor. He's there doing his thing. And we'll hear what's going on in Lake Michigan. And then after Captain Tony, we have Big Fish Brooksy. That's right. That's his nickname, Big Fish Brooksy. Brooke Wheeler, he's from Grand Haven, and he will be coming on to talk to us about his 39-inch king salmon he caught a couple days ago, just a smidge under 30 pounds. That's a lot of fish. And he did it from a small boat, but he only goes out on really calm days, he says, on Lake Michigan. But Brooks is a super angler. We'll hear more about that when we talk to him on the program. He actually holds over 80 Master Angler Awards from the state of Michigan. That's pretty good. And then we're going to round out the show with Taylor Finger. He's the wild bird ecologist for the state of Wisconsin. He's kind of responsible for all the duckies and geese and stuff like that. And he's going to give us a conversation about the duck populations for this fall. I hope all our hunters out there are going to be listening really close because he may have some good news for us. I hope he does. And then we'll have the Aiden Fishing Report to talk about the great outdoors and what he's seen in the last couple of days. Okay. Oh, I think I hear the phone ringing.
I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock
of the bay. Hey, John, how are you?
I'm doing okay, my friend. I know, you know, a couple days ago it was a little brisky out there with some waves and other action. What's happening on the lake lately?
We've been actually fishing some deeper water, beyond 200, beyond 250. There's some nice fish out there, some big coho still, some smaller kings. Lake trout, haven't seen a rainbow, but definitely deep water is the program for us, especially in the afternoon runs. There are fish to be taken out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty good. But your blue water fishing, as we call it.
Oh, yeah, blue water fishing. You know, that's what we got to do, you know, to get our fish. But if I was in a small boat with an outboard, I'd probably, you know, look in 60 to 100 feet. If there's anything in there, marking any fish or bait, maybe just drop some rods in real quick for an hour and a half or something and then rip and run, you know. But for me to rip and run, it's a long way out there with a big boat.
Oh, it is. It definitely is. All spoons pretty much or no?
Mostly spoons on the high coppers and the leads. I'm still running 11-color lead. He produced fish the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Variety of different spoons. Flies and Dodgers. I think it's called, what is it called? I don't even know. There's so many names out there at Dodgers. I think it's something like the Dragon Lady or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
With a frog fly. He's been taking fish down on a wire. 220 on the counter.
Wow.
The other guy, I think I got smoking Little Boy Blue on there. Old Lure Jensen Smoke down at 160. He's taking some cohos up there.
Mm-hmm.
Riggers are buried from anywhere from 75 down to my deepest rigger was 244 feet.
Woo!
For the trout.
Yep, that's you're blue water fishing, my friend. You're blue water fishing. Hey, if somebody wants to get a hold of you to set up a charter to go out there, whether it's a, you know, if you got only got a couple of guys, you'll set up a deal with during the week, or if it's, you know, you've got a full boat for the weekends, where do they get a hold of you?
I would call the cell phone at area code 847-366-0741. And if I don't answer, please leave me a message. I will get back to you. I do have open dates in September, and I do have afternoons that are open.
Well, sounds good to me. And a little afternoon fishing is not a bad thing to do.
Nope. It's really nice. And blue water fishing, like you said.
Yeah. All right, Tony. What are we all yelling, Diamond Ghost Charters?
Get that rod.
Get the rod. Get the rod. Get the rod. Get the rod.
All right, guys. Be safe out there. Watch the weather and catch some fish.
All right. Take care, everybody. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Fish on, fish on, fish on.
If you love hunting and fishing or want to get started doing more in the great outdoors, pick up a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. Midwest Outdoors Magazine is all about helping you enjoy the outdoors. With 10 issues a year and more than 1,000 articles each year, each issue is filled, and I mean at bursting with articles by outdoor experts on where to go, what to use, and how to use it. Learn from local and regional experts. Monthly Mark Lake Maps, which will help you catch more fish. A must-have gear information page. Nature Notes. Full access to Midwest Outdoors Digital Edition and full access to digital archives of back issues. That's included with your Midwest Outdoors Inside Weekly Newsletter. There's so much more at Midwest Outdoors, you can even read it on the go on any online device. So subscribe to Midwest Outdoors online at MidwestOutdoors.com for only $19.95. That's MidwestOutdoors.com. Click on subscription and you too will be an outdoorsman in the know.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people, hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
Hello everyone, Chauncey here, and I highly recommend the newest Italian family restaurant in the western suburbs is now open to rave reviews. It's called GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. This is a true family restaurant with a menu of the freshest ingredients with attention to detail and creativity. GP Italiano invites you to join them for dinner out with your friends or even that special person. Or how about dinner with your family with special pricing just for kids for homemade pastas and pizza for only $8. You can't go wrong with that. You'll come back twice a week because the kids will want to come back. But with an appetizer, salad, homemade pastas, entrees, artisan wood-fired pizzas, and more, oh, it is so good. Make your next dinner reservation or pick up to go at GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. Give them a call at 708-325-4590 and tell them Chauncey sent you. Segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, fish on!
One pike, two pike, three pike, four!
Let's hit the lake again and catch some more!
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Some call it a snake.
And you can find them in the rivers.
You can catch them in the lake.
If you ever grab a hold of one, your hands are going to smell.
Yeah, and careful where you hold them. They're ferocious as hell.
They got a mouth like a gator.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And I'm telling you, I've got probably one of the best fishermen I know of in western Michigan. The gentleman is a fantastic inland water Lake Big, you know, waters, Lake Michigan fisherman. He also does some taxidermy on the side, you know, for himself. He's got a successful business in Muskegon, Michigan. And it's just with Muskegon Monument Company. And his name is Brooks Wheeler, but everybody knows him as Big Fish Brooksy. Brooke, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good, Chauncey.
Dude, I get this notice that my friend is on WZZM Channel 13 in Grand Rapids holding this 39-inch king salmon. When did you get that, 2 days ago?
No, it was yesterday morning.
Yesterday morning. And, you know, everybody, you know, Brooks, this guy is the salt of outdoorsmen in western Michigan. I am not exaggerating. And here he is. I mean, you do a lot of fishing, but you also do it a little different than a lot of other people. I know they have the big charter boats or they go out with deep V boats and stuff like that. But you pick days to go out in your boat, which is a what?
It's a 16-foot sea nymph. Flat bottom pram. It does have a V up front, so it's not a full, the front's not flat, so it's a semi V up there, but it's a flat water pram. I can go anywhere in it.
Yeah,
you know, so, river, lake.
And Brooks,
it's a surfboard.
Yeah, and it's a surfboard, right. And what Brooks does is he, you know, picks his days, you know, flat days, calm days. He's not out there in the big way. He's a smart outdoorsman. He doesn't do that. But he can, when he gets a good day with an east wind, northeast wind on the east side of the lake, that lake could be from a sheer glass, which a lot of salmon fishermen won't go out there when it's like that. Why?
I don't know. FED, fish every day, John.
That's
gotta
right.
Go every day. I do. So
now tell me about it. You know, you go out there, you pick your day. You're out there fishing, you know, probably off of somewhere by around Grand Haven area. And what are you running for baits?
Well, knowledge is key there, Chauncey. So I've been fishing for, 55-plus years. You know, I'm 62 years old now, and knowledge is key, and I've learned that from all my friends. You know, I've known lots of charter boat friends. Mm-hmm. So I was using my glow-in-the-dark Tomic lure. So it's pearl glow black dot Tomic is what caught that big king yesterday. So I use... Learned a long time ago, the chrome with the red head, when the sun comes up is good. You know, before the sun, I'm using nothing but glow plugs. You know, if you look at any charter boat captain nowadays, they're selling all their baits they had 20 years ago because they don't glow. So they're all selling that stuff because all the baits that they use now are glow, everything. So I'm with it because... No. They catch fish, everything that glows. But the chrome with the red head and the pearl black dot Tomics and the dirty river water, once the sun comes up, you don't need them glowing. The fish bite them, those big kings. So
this fish is just under 30 pounds, and it hits your lure and says, I'm going to Michigan City, or I'm going to Muskegon.
I mean, nope, actually, he was heading towards Chicago, for sure. So I was coming down the chute, because if you watch any of my YouTube videos, I've caught a number of Master Angler King Salmon coming right into the Grand Haven Channel. There's one of my videos that you can watch. I don't believe it was that calm, because I was big waves, but I wasn't out far. I was just in front of the channel, surfing the waves in, and my charter boats were... Friends were there in case I sunk, they would rescue me.
They would rescue you.
So, but I've learned a long time ago that those fish head in there when the sun comes up, and I was going right in, and my pearl Tomic went off, and I spun out because I didn't want, there was other boats trolling, and I didn't want to be in the traffic, and I didn't know how big the fish was. I just went by the north pier. I did go north, and I went out, and that fish was not really running or anything. It was just staying down. I just had him down. And I did two loops there. He wasn't coming up. He wasn't running. There was only out like 30, maybe 35, 40 yards of line that was out because I was in the channel there. And then I just started heading south. So once I got, as soon as I got out of the river water into the Blue Lake, Michigan, 50-degree water that flipped over, that's why I was fishing. The river water was like 71. As soon as I hit that cold water, he took off. He ran like 100 yards or something like that. And I went, oh, I do got a big fish. So, and then it took me 25-plus minutes to get him to the boat, and I was over a mile away from the pier heading towards Port Sheldon, or in your case, Chicago.
Yeah. Now, you know, you're working this fish in, and you're by yourself, and, I mean, did it come back in, then did it take off again? Did it play games with you?
Oh, yes. Obviously you've fought fish a long time yourself, and this was a big fish, and when I would get it close, it would take off again. And this is before I got it really close. You know, it made, I would have to say it made 10 runs. You know, when it was way out, and then it made like 4 runs when I got it where I was going to net it, you know, where I was getting close, where I had the net in my hand along with a hook, but that's beside the story. So he made a bunch of runs, you know, every time I was going, oh no, oh no. But obviously I have my drag set light, so when he takes off, he's not pulling hard, he's just pulling line.
He's just pulling, because a lot of, I think, anglers set their drags a smidge too tight.
Oh, yeah.
And you get that sound that nobody wants to hear, bing, you know?
Yep, well, like I said, my late friend Captain Dana Bonney, when I...
Good guy.
I went fishing with him probably for 8-9 years, and I was fishing for 20 years before him, you know, before I ever went fishing with him. And when I would get a big fish on, I'd be reeling his poles, and his drags were set really light, where when I was reeling, I'm not getting nothing, and I would go to... You know how to tighten the drag. I'd go to tighten the drag. He'd slap my hand. Do not do that, Brooksy. I go, you can't do that. And I go, I'm not getting any line. He goes, I'll help you. And that's where I learned where He didn't tighten the drag. He grabbed the line up the pole and pulled it towards me so I could get it to go on the reel. Mm. So he's actually helping me reel the fish in by pulling line towards the reel with his hand. And then if the fish took a run, he'd just let go. And then it was like I was casting again, you know. Mm-hmm. It'd just go ripping off the line. And he would scold me, too, you know, how people will have a big bend in the rod, mm-hmm. you know, or it's a big bend. And he told me, nope, not on the Danielle. You point the pole at the fish. You don't even have it bent.
Mm-hmm.
He said, keep it pointed out towards the fish. He says, if you have it, if you're pumping a fish where you're reeling down to it and pulling it back, you're reeling down to it and pulling it back. Mm-hmm. Every time you do that, you're loosening the hook in the fish's mouth. Now, granted, you might catch it, but granted, it might come out because you loosen the hook so much. If you're not pumping it, it's not making that hook get loose. It's just sitting in its mouth.
Now,
from a charter boat captain.
Yeah. When did you realize, you know, OMG, the size of the fish?
When I saw it, when it came up, I knew it was big because I was fighting it for over 25 minutes. I'm going, mm-hmm. it's a great big fish. Usually a 20-pound salmon, I fight it for 5, 15, not even
mm-hmm.
5 minutes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When every time that I fight one for 25 minutes, 30 minutes, it's a Master Angler King Salmon yeah. every time.
And I know you've got, what, 18 Master Angler Awards for the state of Michigan?
I have like 85. That's Sasha.
Oh, Sasha's nice. Got 18, his daughter,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, at 11 years old.
Yeah, 11 years old. Got
that's
18.
Her.
Yeah, and he's
she
got
quit
eight.
Fishing, though, John.
Yeah, I know. They hit a certain age, you know.
No, I got two more. I got a freshwater jum, and now this sheep's head here. I missed a coho salmon by an inch.
Wow.
You probably saw the picture. It was a great big coho, mm-hmm. but I thought it was Master Angler, but they got to be 31, and it was 30.
Yeah.
I couldn't step on it to stretch it.
Yeah. So you get it in the boat, and like I, you know, he mentioned that, you know, he's fighting this fish. He slipped. He fell in the boat a little bit. You know, I mean, from the seat to the floor, he's fighting it back and forth. He's got the net going on. He's got, you know, scraped his knees, scraped his arm. And he said this fish is taking a toll on him, and he's having a great time. Gets the fish in, and did you go, I think I better take this in to get it weighed?
I don't know if you know where I live. Have you ever dropped stuff off at my house on Washington Street?
Yeah.
Yeah, so now they're right down the road in the new square down there. There's a new bait shop.
Mm.
Crispy Outdoors.
Oh, okay.
So it's 2 blocks from my house, all right?
Mm.
And so now whenever I come, my boat launch is right down at the end of the road. So when the bait shop just opened 3 months ago. So when I got fish, now I come there and I stop at Crispy Outdoors
mm-hmm.
and I go in there and Trevor Johnson's the new owner there, yeah. veteran owner, okay. And so I stop there and he's my new camera person.
Oh.
So I go there and I go stand in front of his window, and if you look, that's Crispy Outdoors, and mm-hmm. he's been taking pictures of all my big fish. And I put a challenge out yesterday on Grand Haven Informed that Trevor says I'm the only one that's ever came to the bait shop taking pictures of fish for like 5-6 times. And I go, come on, Grand Haven, get fishing. And that's when like 20 minutes later, the guy from WZZM went, can we come interview you about the fish? And I go, yep, you can come interview me about the fish.
That's cool. That's
so
cool.
That's how that happened. So, and then put the tape to it and put the scale on it, and that's what it came out to be.
Wow. And
so to get a Master Angler Award, you got to have your tape alongside the fish, not over the fish. It's got to be alongside the fish mm-hmm. from the nose to the tip of the tail,
yeah.
39 inches, and then I put it on my handheld scale. Well, it's not a professional scale, but it's my scale. I hung it. I got pictures of it where I hung it on my trellis of my garden
mm-hmm.
and took a picture of it. You know, I thought it was 30 pounds when I was out in the boat, but mm-hmm. didn't quite make it.
Yeah.
29, close.
Now, your daughter, who's got 18 Master Angler Awards.
Correct.
You said to me once that her fish that she caught a couple years ago was bigger than this.
It was longer.
Oh, longer. Longer. Yep. Okay.
It was four, you know, this one was 39 inches. And truthfully, back then, that this when she caught her fish,
yeah,
this fish wouldn't have been a Master Angler Award. Because back then, it was 41 inches. In 2015, mm-hmm, a Master Angler King Salmon had to be 41 inches long.
Wow.
And hers just made it. Hers was 28 pounds and 41 inches long.
Mm-hmm.
And that ended up being fourth in the state of Michigan that year because there wasn't very many salmon.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like 3 years ago, the state of Michigan lowered it from 41 inches to 39 inches to be a Master Angler.
Cool.
They just lowered the northern pike from, it was 41 inches 2, I think it was. Now a Master Angler northern pike in Michigan is 36 inches.
Yeah. Hey, you also do a fishing report for a radio station out there, don't you?
Yep, WGHN 92.1, my fifth year doing it.
And what time is your fishing report on?
It's on every Fridays at 4:25.
Every Fridays, 4:25 in the afternoon.
92.1, WGHN.
Okay, and I want everybody to listen to BFB, Big Fish Brooksy.
That's me. Actually, Jesse, I'm on Jesse Bruce Live. So I used to do it for the first 4 years when John Roberts was there.
Mm-hmm.
I would tape it. That way, if I ever messed up and did a blooper or mm-hmm something, he could fix it.
Yeah.
But Jesse says, you're coming in live, Brooksy. Don't worry about the bloop.
Well, Brooks, I want to thank you for, A, being my friend, B, being a knowledgeable angler who is so good at so many different things. And on top of all of this, everybody, the angler, the Muskegon Monument, stone cutting, et cetera, et cetera, Brooksy loves to hatch monarch butterflies and release them. Okay, well, I want to thank you for coming on Chauncey's Great Outdoors this morning. And remember his line, fish every day. Everybody, that was Big Fish Brooksy Wheeler from Grand Haven area, catching a 39. Oh, my God. Just go to my Facebook page. You'll see the photos. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine has just broken the rule book for its customers. Now, through August 31st, if you buy a new Lund or Low boat from them powered by a Mercury outboard, you'll get 2 years of gold warranty free for 5 years of coverage. Wow! That's a value of up to $5,000. That's right. Wayne Libera said, Chaunce, let's give them a Christmas gift in July of 2 years of gold warranty free for 5 years of coverage, and that value is up to $5,000 and up to $4,000 off on selected Low boats, and a price on a Lund that no one could beat with also powered by a Mercury outboard, and they get the 2 years of gold warranty free for 5 years of coverage, and we've said it, worth $5,000. How can you say no to a new Lund or Low 2 years of a gold warranty for free and 5 years of coverage on your boat powered by a Mercury outboard with an extended warranty? Merry Christmas in July from Waterworks Marine. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine. So stop in at Triangle Sports in Antioch, Anglers International Resources in Palatine, Dave's Bait and Tackle in Crystal Lake, Illinois, Lee's Bait and Tackle in Elk Grove Village, Fishing Connection in Tinley Park, and Angler's Outlet also in Tinley Park, and hold a new TDI rod and feel the future of fishing today.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information about joining a scouting unit in northeastern Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
Like a catfish in the river, like a flounder in the sea. When the rancher comes along, she always makes a fool of me. I go a hook, line, sinker. Hook, line.
Hi, this is Ski Reese, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
That's the way I go for you. Now, there was a little fishy swimming in the brook. Now, he was doing fine until he grabbed me over hook. He made a hook, line, and sinker.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And you know what's coming up. Oh, yeah. My toes are curling. My fingers are tingling. I could smell the coolness in the air. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We got duck season and all kinds of hunting seasons coming up right around the corner. And I'm really fortunate today, and you guys too, and ladies, because we have Taylor Finger, who is the game bird ecologist for the state of Wisconsin. And he knows everything and every little bird that's a game bird or, you know, critter in the state of Wisconsin by name. He knows them, just so you know. But Taylor, thanks for coming on today's show.
Set me up for something I probably can't deliver on there, but no, I'm happy to be here.
Ah, come on. You know everybody that lives in the woods. But listen, talk to me about, I mentioned it about 2 weeks ago and people said, hey, we want more. But your waterfowl numbers are up this year.
Yeah, all in all, our waterfowl numbers are pretty consistent to what we've had for the last couple of years. This year, we've been flying our waterfowl survey every year since 1973, and this was the earliest that we've ever flown the waterfowl survey, because if you can recall, I mean, we had 70-degree days in February up here in Wisconsin, mm-hmm. which is hard to believe.
Yeah.
And yeah, no, our mallard numbers were down just a little bit, but our wood duck numbers were in good shape. Our teal numbers were up. Our other ducks, so, you know, our divers and things that we count during the springtime as they migrate through, those were up. And our Canada goose numbers were down just a little bit, but we got so many Canada geese right now that that's not all that big of a concern.
Yeah. I remember when I was a wee lad going to grade school in the city of Chicago, I was walking from lunch because I used to go home for lunch and come back, and I heard a noise, and I looked up, and it was the first time I ever saw a V formation of geese in the air, and I went, wow.
Right. Look,
because you never saw them. Their population numbers were so low. But now, they're rats with wings in the woods.
Yeah, they're everywhere. They're in every golf course, every city park, every field, and every county in Wisconsin.
You know, roofs of building in downtown Chicago. I mean, it keeps going.
Right. Yeah, there's been a really cool study that was done in Chicago where we put transmitters on Canada geese, and we were tracking them to compare how they were flying as it compared to Midway, because mm-hmm. there was concern about geese with the airports.
That would be an interesting thing to read.
Yeah, it really is, and it just shows, like, they bounce between where the grain trucks and stuff come in for the railroad track, so they'll go there and find food and then find the warm buildings to sit on top of and just move around. They've absolutely become urban Canada geese.
Mm-hmm. Now,
your numbers that you've picked up, the you know, what is it, the breeding duck population was like 502,000 and some change.
Yep.
We're talking, these are not migrators, these are the residents that live in Wisconsin, right?
Correct. Yep. The vast majority of those are geese, because we, I mean, are the are ducks that we set the survey itself to time up that when these are birds that we know are going to be nesting here. So again, the way that it's structured, that the vast majority of those birds, unless there's a couple of stragglers that just haven't moved their way out of the state, these are what the birds are that we have within the state and have will expect to have throughout the summer into the fall.
Right. So this is just a kicker to the migrators that come through.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. This is just a taste in terms of all the birds that we'll see coming through. Right now, we're already starting to see some of our teal and stuff. If we get some cool nights, just, you know, here's an example. We had a blue-winged teal that we put a band on in Horicon last year in June, so central Wisconsin, and it was shot in Argentina in the first week of September. So those birds are already moving all over the country by now.
Did he have to go through customs and get his passport stamped, you know?
I didn't check.
Oh, okay. Jeez, Argentina from Horicon Marsh?
Yeah.
He must have flown around all those duck hunters in Arkansas.
It's pretty warm. It's pretty warm in September, so he must have dodged them.
He must have. That's amazing. That is I'm okay. You got me caught on that one. But that's the interesting thing is this is just and you guys did have a wet spring that I
correct.
Know of.
Yep, we from. About the last week of April through the first or second week of July, I don't think we had a stretch of longer than 3 days where we didn't have rain.
Yeah, so that it adds to the nesting habitat and, you know, and stuff like that. And I just, you know, thinking about this, you know, did get some rain, yeah, but I'm not sure we didn't get as nowhere near what you guys got in Illinois. You definitely got more in the upper part of Wisconsin, and then it was kind of like the middle of Wisconsin got a little light, and then southern Wisconsin got a little heavier rain and stuff like that. And it's amazing to watch where all these numbers come from. Now, the population, do you think it's going to potentially go up? I mean, the geese, as you mentioned, they nest everywhere. They'll, you know, they make babies everywhere. But the ducks, they need a whole different scenario to nest. And
right.
We're always losing habitat, but I mean, is this anything we can do to help?
So yeah, as you said, habitat's the number one factor. If we have water, what would have been bad habitat or poor habitat becomes, you know, decent or good habitat. So water is the great band-aid for all things as it relates to ducks. So when we do have water, we're sitting in pretty good shape. But when things start drying out, that's when even some of our marginal wetlands, then they start getting plowed up because, you know, with the farmer, they have a livelihood, too, to make a living. Mm-hmm. So that's something that they have to deal with. And so, yeah, at this point, we just continue to advocate for, you know, using, you know, good sound reasoning in terms of if you have an opportunity to provide additional habitat for us, you know, buy an extra duck stamp, you know, go $98 or 98 cents for every dollar of a duck stamp goes into helping create habitat. So, I mean, there's little ways that everyone can help to try to make it better.
Exactly. And, you know, you mentioned farmers, and I have a lot of my buddies and their wives are farmers. And it's interesting. Yes, they have a livelihood. So that means if there's a wet spot in their field, they got to till it. I mean, and because they need their planting crops, they have their bills to pay at the end of the year. And if you ever talk to a farmer about builds, you won't be crying about your builds.
Right.
You know, we talk $100. They talk, you know, thousands and millions. And I'm like, oh, Jesus. But the thing is, so many farmers I know have said, you know, let me adjust that row a little bit because it's a little wet spot. Yeah. Because they like to see the ducks. They like to see wildlife on their property, you know?
And for them now, I mean, there's an entire new called smart agriculture, and for them they don't want to have to put any extra fertilizer, any extra seed into a spot that's not going to produce well. So they've kind of gotten to the point of like, okay, well, we'll leave that spot because it's going to cost me money to try to actually make something there versus, hey, it's going to benefit wildlife. Why not just leave it?
Mm-hmm. And you did mention something I think that's very important. Just like a fishing license, last week I was talking to somebody that, you know, every time you buy a license, you know, you get money from the feds. And yep. It goes to your DNR for programs, for fish habitat, for hatcheries, et cetera. And it's the same thing when you buy a state duck stamp. That money goes right to getting more duckies in the air, you know?
Absolutely, yeah. I know one of the greatest success stories is the state and federal duck stamp. The amount of birds that have been produced over the last almost 100 years is unprecedented.
Mm-hmm. Now, wood duck population. Now, once again, we're talking resident wood duck, not migratory wood ducks, everybody, in Wisconsin. It's a little over, almost 97,000. It's like 96,700 birds. That number is a little bit down from the past, but it's still a good number, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you look at 40, 50 years ago, there weren't any wood ducks in the state of Wisconsin.
Really?
And now that we have, there are number two bird in the bag that we have each year in terms of we have mallards. About 31% of the bag limit on average is mallards, and wood ducks are about 27 or 28%. So wood ducks are one of those ones that make up a huge chunk of, you know, the recreational opportunity each fall, and they're a beautiful bird. They're mm-hmm. great table fare.
Oh yeah,
they're doing excellent.
Oh yeah, that table fare. Yeah, yeah. And that's speaking of ducks just quacking here. The other thing I want to say, if we were better shots, we'd have that. Maybe the teals would be in the second level, but that's
they give you a lot of opportunity. It's just they tend to jump on you a little bit quicker.
Yeah, you know, anything that flies by like an F-16 at the, you know, air show in Lake Michigan, you know, here it goes. That's a teal, you know.
Yeah.
But this is so cool about. I'm so happy that these numbers are stable and good and are just adding to that, you know, total number that's out there. And, you know, for anyone who wants to see something that probably, you know, I mean, like I said, we're talking about the ducks that are living in Wisconsin, the resident ducks with Taylor Finger, who's the game bird ecologist. Basically, anything that's got feathers in the state of Wisconsin, that's a game bird. One time, I was driving west and through Illinois, southern Wisconsin, and I did happen to see one of the true, how do I want to put this, wonders of nature. Everybody talks about being in Africa and seeing the bazillions of wildebeest running, you know, across the plains. No, you need to see the night or late evening when the birds, the waterfowl, are flying south. And as far as you see ducks in the air going south.
Yeah. Again, it's one of those ones. They get in front of a front, and you can just park your car on the side of the road and just watch for hours,
yes.
Watching thousands, tens of thousands of birds just push through.
Tens and hundreds of. I mean, it's unbelievable. And I was like, wow, this is why nature is so cool. And you know, a guy like Taylor here lives and talks and, you know, walks the walk and everything in nature. I'm so jealous of you. But I mean, it's just, you know, it's such a neat thing to touch and be part of. And if it wasn't for him and other people in the state, we wouldn't be enjoying these birds, not just in Wisconsin, but many other areas. My last question to you is there a little bit of change in the flyway patterns? Are we starting to see more of these, our waterfowl moving a little west?
So we've looked at that. At this point, we had kind of seen a little bit of a shift of some of our birds moving a little further west because we were wet on the U.S. and Canadian prairies for almost 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now that things are drying out a little bit out west, we're starting to see those birds kind of make their way back. So, for example, like our blue-winged teal are up, and they've been up for the last 4 or 5 years because those birds will move and migrate to places where they know that they mm-hmm. are going to have good habitat and good water conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And when things are dry out west, Wisconsin, even if we're dry, we still have 5 million acres of wetlands. We got 3 Great Lakes. We got the Mississippi River. We got Horicon Marsh.
Mm-hmm.
We always got water. And so, yeah, we've if anything, we're seeing birds not migrate quite as far south. That's just, again, with warmer temperatures and things along those lines. Whether you're a mallard or you're a Canada goose, you need, you know, a foot of snow at Beloit to try to push those birds into you know, northern or central Illinois, because they're just so tough. So that if you don't get that, those birds typically stick pretty close.
Yeah, no, they do. They do very well. Well, Taylor, I want to thank you for coming on the show and talking to us about the duck and, you know, the quacker population of the state of Wisconsin and what the local hunters up there, and then the hunters, you know, as we go further south, as the season progresses. And, you know, maybe we can talk again when we start seeing some migratory birds show up, okay?
Awesome. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Well, thank you, Taylor, everybody. That was Taylor Finger, game bird ecologist for the state of Wisconsin, the man who knows every feathered creature in the state of Wisconsin that's a game bird, only by name, only first name. He's not on a last name basis, only by first name, you know. All right. Thank you much, Taylor.
Thanks, everyone.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine has just broken the rule book for its customers. Now through August 31st, if you buy a new Lund or low boat from them powered by a Mercury outboard, you'll get 2 years of gold warranty free for 5 years of coverage. Wow! That's a value of up to $5,000. That's right. Wayne Libera said, Chaunce, let's give them a Christmas gift in July of 2 years of gold warranty free for 5 years of coverage, and that value is up to $5,000 and up to $4,000 off on selected low boats, and a price on a Lund that no one could beat with also powered by a Mercury outboard, and they get the 2 years of gold warranty free for 5 years of coverage, and we've said it, worth $5,000. How can you say no to a new Lund or Lowe 2 years of a gold warranty for free and 5 years of coverage on your boat powered by a Mercury outboard with an extended warranty? Merry Christmas in July from Waterworks Marine. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Oh, hello there. My name is Eden and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
For more information on joining Cub Scouts or Scouts USA, dial 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813. Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine. Chauncey
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan.
I was listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie, you can't go wrong. He's a little cousin to the big boss bass.
Welcome back, everybody, to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and I hope you filled up your cup of coffee, maybe had a soda pop, or you're making breakfast or lunch. Who knows what you're doing? But we've had a lot of fun today. Wasn't that unbelievable about Brookie's 39-inch salmon? Think about that. Hold a yardstick and add, you know, 3 more inches to it. Holy mackerel. That's a fish and a half to catch by yourself. And, you know, he was doing it safely, watching. You know, he goes out in a little boat, but he goes safely on good weather days. And then all the duck hunting information that we got from our friend Mr. Finger, lots of stuff out there. Just so many things. But let's get into the fishing report here. And as always, my grandson, Aiden, gives us the Western Michigan Fishing Report for being sponsored by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. They got a few 24s left. 25s are showing up all the time. Those sweet new adventurers. Oh, give them a call. Tell them, hey, what's the Chauncey price on this one? You got to say it like that. What's the Chauncey price on this boat, okay? Might get you a little bit extra discount. Okay, but Aiden says to me, Papa, school started, so I've been busy, but I'm still getting out. Not as much. My dad and his buddies hit Grand Haven on his boat, and they were catching salmon. Oh, salmon were caught from the pier heads out to 90 feet of water using glowing spoons and in the dark. But when the sun comes up enough to get bright, the fish go to J-plugs and meat rigs. That's what they were using. They did take a bunch of salmon. They caught their limit and came back in. Dad said he walked over to the pier, and the guys asked him where I was, and he told him he was in school. I was in school. But he saw some salmon that were caught on alewives, and some were casting glow spoons from the pier head. That's pretty cool. I myself fished the Grand River, and my friends and I rode our bikes to the Rogue River, and we caught bass, bluegills, a little walleye, chub minnows. I would like them if I was pike fishing, but I'm not going pike fishing. Okay, Aiden. We're going out on White Lake today, Saturday, to see what's biting. Wish me luck, your fishing machine, Aiden. P.S., get up here soon. I want to go fishing with you. And once again, our Aiden Fishing Report is sponsored by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Okay, well, you heard the Tony report on the Illinois-Wisconsin Lake Line. They're blue water fishing, 200 feet and out. That's deep, not from shore, okay? Indiana, several days that we've had where it's been the north winds and just, I mean, ripping the shoreline. Oh, my gosh. They said that it's really slowed down. A couple of times some bigger boats went out, and they just said it was really rough on the people. They're looking forward to a little bit of southern winds that we're getting, so that should drop the get some of that warm water out of here and also make it easier for the fishermen to go out. The waves were making it really iffy in the Indiana waters. Grand Haven, the water temperature there was 74 degrees right at the harbor mouth. You go a little bit out and to the south, and it dropped to 53. And when you cross that 53 line,
he said the salmon were slamming the baits. That's what our good buddy Brooksy, Big Fish Brooksy, said. Can't miss on that one. Cook County Forest Preserves were seeing Bussy Lake bluegills, bass are all much closer to shore, all near the weeds. Remember that. They're seeing some activity going on at Maple Lake. One angler with large minnows found pike in the kind of, I'm going to call it the narrows, but it's the middle of the lake. This is all shore fishing. And they picked up some pike in that area. Skokie Lagoons was better midday than in the morning. Hey, I like that. Saganaski Slough, most people are fishing by the dam because they have their cars right there. They found small bluegills and bullhead. Walk the southern shoreline, and you should find the crappie and bass hiding in the roots along that southern shoreline. Bill Peters, a guy, a friend of mine in northern Wisconsin, said he had to work, yes, work, as he said, to get bass, bluegill, and walleye. You can catch them, but you have to work hard for them right now. He thinks the temperatures have to drop a little bit. He says it's just been a weird 10 days up north. Muskie seemed to have lockjaw for him. He had a hard time, had a lot of follows, but nobody wanted a bite, which is typical. Wolf River up in Fremont area, the bait shop up there that I was speaking to said bluegill and crappie are holding anywhere close to down trees, branches, anything like that that's in the water, almost like a springtime bite. That's where they're hanging in right now during the day. Earlier in the day, they're getting some white bass down by Partridge Lake. And blade bait, something that vibrates with a lot of flash. You don't have to go big, and the white bass are interested in that, definitely. They're like, let's go check this out, boys. Madison, Wisconsin, the Wisconsin DNR will co-sponsor the 4th Annual Waterfowl Hunters Expo. It's today, period, at the Sunnyview Expo Center in Oshkosh, by gosh. The event is a one-day celebration of waterfowl and waterfowl hunting. That's right. They got duck calling championships, fastest retriever contest, lots of decoy carving contests. Habitat managers are there, industry people. It's going to be a great time to go out there if you're a waterfowl hunter. It's from 8 a.m. to 5. So if you live within, you know, a couple of hours of Oshkosh, go check it out. Let's not miss it, okay? Real quick, I mentioned on my Facebook page that last weekend we lost a grandfather and a great-grandfather, and with them they had their 7-year-old daughter on a boat on LaSalle Lake. Somehow the boat flipped. She was the only one with the life jacket. The other two died and drowned. And the people on shore helped a little girl. But life jackets, you wear one because you wear it for everyone in your family. Your friends, your dog, your wife, your girlfriend, whatever. You're wearing it for everybody else. And that's the important thing. Never go out unless you have a life jacket and you're wearing it. Please. That poor little girl's going to, let's all say a prayer for her, okay? Okay, we did that. Oh, wait a minute. I hear the flute play, which means we're coming to the end of the show. Yeah, yes. And I have this one. This is from the Dakota Nation, and my friends in the Arrow. You know what that is, my buddies. He says, he who serves his fellows is of all his fellows greatest. He who serves his fellows is of all his fellows greatest. Do something for somebody. And it's even more fun if they don't know who you are. Be nice to everybody. Hey, we'll see you next week right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.